Hello. Welcome to Tales for You 6th Grade. Page 10. A World That Matches.
Pat Acton has always enjoyed building things. As a kid, he built a fully enclosed treehouse with glass windows and a stove for heat. His older brothers soon left their more traditional tree houses to hang out in Pat's. Back then, Acton used his father's tools and he sometimes got in trouble for not putting them back where they belonged. After he graduated from college, he had time for woodworking but little money to buy tools. That was when he remembered a news story that he had seen on television when he was young. It was about a man who used matchsticks to build a model of his farm. Acton bought 2 boxes of wooden matchsticks and some glue. Then he began work on his first project, a small country church with a high steeple. Other models followed, including a stagecoach, a steamboat, and a 1930s-style locomotive. Each was carefully constructed with matchsticks that were only 2 inches long. The work was slow and it took a lot of patience.
"You just have to take your time doing this," Acton says. "You can't hurry."
Acton dedicated his model of the Challenger space shuttle to the astronauts who lost their lives in its final mission. Acton enjoyed building the models, but he did not like cutting the sulfur head of each matchstick before he could use it. Acton enjoyed building the models, but he did not like cutting the sulfur head of each matchstick before he could use it. He contacted the manufacturer and learned that he could buy matchsticks without heads directly from the company. With that problem solved, Acton began making larger, more detailed models. Many of Acton's pieces are of historical subjects, such as his model of the Challenger space shuttle. He uses a library and the internet to find photos and other information to help him make sure the details are correct. Other projects come from his imagination. His model of a crooked house started with the nursery rhyme about the crooked man who lived in a little crooked house. But Acton wanted to create more than just a crooked house. He wanted something bigger and more interesting, like the haunted houses of the Hardy Boys books he'd read as a child. It took almost 300,000 matchsticks and 1,000 hours of work to complete this model of a crooked house. He combined the two ideas and let his imagination go to work.
"That was fun because I could do whatever I wanted," he recalls.
The result was a crypt mansion complete with a leaning tower. Because there are so few people who build with matchsticks, Acton learned his art through trial and error.
"I'm always learning new things," he says.
He was able to make his model of Pinocchio only after he learned to bend matchsticks. He used needle nose pliers to pinch the matchsticks, making small breaks in some of the wood fibers. Then, he gently bends the matchstick into the curve he wants and glues it into place. When the glue is dry, he uses sandpaper to smooth the broken fibers. Currently, Acton is working on a model of Howard's Castle from the Harry Potter books. He says that he will never run out of ideas. He continues to explore this unique art form, turning matchsticks and imagination, glue and patience into wonderful creations.